Hey, listeners, get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road, work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required. Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is to respond to emails, even if you can't give an answer yet. People want to know that you have received their messages and will deal with them. Letting them know that that is true can ultimately save you time. Today's tip, like some others this week, comes from Laura May Martin's new book, Uptime. She works at Google as the company's productivity guru, coaching executives to be more efficient with their time. In her book, she notes that the frequent productivity advice to check email just a few times a day doesn't really work in a corporate environment. Many people's jobs require them to see email more often than that. Plus, no one likes collaborating with a person who doesn't respond to email, Martin says. It's just frustrating. And if you are working with someone non-responsive, it feels like they are putting their desires over the need for the team to move along. And, more importantly, she writes, a lot of inefficiencies in email come from people checking back in or bumping up an email because they haven't heard back from someone. If you don't respond to an email, it usually ensures you'll get another email. Now, if you don't respond to that, another email is then followed by an instant chat to get your attention, which turns into a meeting added to your calendar. Probably, it would be better to answer the email in the first place. Of course, you don't always know the answer to an email, or you don't have time to deal with it right now. That is fine. Even if you can't answer, you can respond. Martin suggests several holding responses, such as, hey, I got your request and need to think about it this week. I'll let you know next week. Or, thanks for your email. I have time scheduled next Tuesday to work on this, so I'll get back to you Wednesday next week. And if you really aren't sure, try, hi, this is on my radar, but I'm not sure when I'll get to it. If you don't hear from me in the next month or so, feel free to follow back up. When you send emails like this, you come across as responsive and helpful. And most likely, people will stop pinging you or trying to get time on your calendar. As Martin notes, people just want to be heard. Now, you don't have to respond to 100% of your email. I'm sure we all get lots of spam. But actual colleagues requesting actual things is a different matter. Being responsive even when you can't answer shows that you are a team player and will probably save time overall. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Thanks for listening to Before Breakfast. If you've got questions, ideas, or feedback, you can reach me at laura@lauravanderkam.com. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartMedia. For more podcasts from iHeartMedia, please visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Hey, listeners, I know you love mornings. And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline, and the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.